Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Greatness. The breath of God is the Holy Spirit of God. There is something inside of you that is nothing like what's inside anyone else. Each of us is uniquely different. God created man. He didn't just speak us into existence. He came to us, put his hands on Adam and formed his eyes, his heart and veins, his DNA, his mind, and the color of his hair. But still, Adam was but an empty shell. And God Almighty breathed the spirit of life into him. Wow. Created, hands-on by God. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I think too much of the world doesn't get that. They haven't really thought of being created so intimately by God himself, and so they cannot understand. They have no basis of knowledge or truth into the how and the why of their existence, let alone their purpose for existing. Perhaps that explains why it is the world is always looking for more, wants more. I don't think it's because we're greedy. Actually, you are hungry. There is something inside of you that does not want to settle for less. He breathed into you eternity. He breathed into you greatness with a calling, a purpose, and a destiny. He said, there is greatness inside of each of us. The maker of heaven and earth crafted you, created you, with his greatness inside of you, destined for a divine purpose. Well, I don't feel very great. I don't look great. I don't even have the desire to be great today. I admit, there will be days you don't look good or feel good or do good. But it doesn't change your calling. It doesn't change who God has called you to be. God stood back after man was created and said it was very good. Fantastic. You are the best. Very good every day. The enemy will keep you distracted from your greatness because he knows how great you are or can be. I think often our problem is not just listening to Satan. It is listening to ourselves, our feelings, and our emotional insecurities. Daryl Black used the example of the lion who was tame, captive since birth, and knowing nothing about the wild. So why does the trainer still lock him in the cage at night? Because he knows if he ever figures out who he is, he would never let him put him through all these tricks and exercises to please the world. I believe in the same sense we as humans have been trained to dumb down, to be less than God created us to be. We buy into this rhetoric of inferiority, insecurity, and being less than, and that is just the opposite of the greatness that God has put inside of us. My intent today is truly not to inspire you, but to remind you of who you are, to let it resonate inside of you today and 10 years from now and for your lifetime, to believe that God has placed greatness inside of each of you. He crafted an element or place inside of you that can only be filled and satisfied by him, with God. Man gets distracted and confused and misled about what will make him happy, so he attempts to fill that inner voice with the pleasures and comforts of this world. And sometime, somewhere along the way, he discovers hopefully that inner spot can only be filled with the fruit and the love of God. What does that look like? It is the manifestation of a servant's heart for his neighbors. That is translated by the Spirit of Christ in you. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, his confession of God's word strengthened his faith. We must do what God says, standing strong in our faith, not wavering. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We must let God do in our lives what he says he will do through Jesus Christ. That is the very spirit of greatness inside of you and me. It is so much more than we perceive. This is more than an idle perception. It is the Word of God breathed into every one of God's masterpieces, you and me. The breath of God is the Holy Spirit of God. Remember, too, that life was and is in Jesus. Life came through Him. John 1:3. And when we were made in God's image, He gave us a soul by His Spirit, and He gave us greatness. God made man and left this place inside of us. We are always searching to fill. God created that space, that longing, that hunger, as a godly place just for Him. A place full of purpose and destiny, with all the greatness necessary to fill all that Christ is in you. Lord, that I may know the truth of your greatness, that I may walk in the truth of your humility, that I may believe every word you have said and walk in that truth starting today in Jesus' name. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.